some signal at Canaries. The air ground circuit will be left up for the duration of this pass to pick up any possible conversation. Although neither end of the circuit is very talkative at the moment. Apollo 9 is now out over the tracking ship Vanguard in the mid-Atlantic. With some 13 minutes remaining until loss of signal out of Canaries, spacecraft has just begun revolution 150. Continuing to monitor air ground circuit that's remaining in this pass until Canary loss of signal. Among the sites in the mission operations control room here is a large half-eaten jar of kosher dill pickles from a delicatessen type snack that was had in the control room last night during the gold team shift. Continuing to monitor air ground all the way through Canary loss of signal. Lots of dead air this pass. That likely won't be true for the next two passes over the States. Recovery room plot now shows the Guadalcanal landing platform helicopter ship on station at the 152-1 Alpha target point, with a weather forecast showing visibility 10 miles, winds variable to light, variable direction and light speed, wave height 2 to 3 feet. Service module impact point is predicted range of the spacecraft target point. It looks like about 140 nautical miles. Some 4 minutes left now in the Canary Islands pass until loss of signal. We'll stay with the air ground circuit until loss of signal at Canary. Pick up again for possible communications through Tananarive and certainly at Carnarvon. The flight dynamics officer display, which shows a lot of numbers about the spacecraft's orbital shape and so on, now shows the spacecraft with a perigee of 98.1 nautical miles and an apogee of 242.5. Present tracking shows that the spacecraft is very near perigee. Inertial velocity at this time is 25,850 feet per second. Spacecraft is calculated to weigh 24,888 pounds. Some 2 minutes remaining until Canary Islands loss of signal. We'll stay with the circuit until that time.
Apollo 9 Houston, about 1 minute LOS, Tananarive at 07. Sunset will be at 2-0.
Roger, thank you.
This is Apollo Control. Apparently that does conclude any contact during this stateside pass. The crew at this time is likely quite busy stowing away all the gear in the spacecraft, getting the spacecraft cleaned up from a housekeeping standpoint. All loose items stowed. all the systems ready for the entry, which according to the countdown clock will come at 2 minutes and 37 seconds from now with ignition of service propulsion system burn number 8, followed by splashdown at 3 hours and 6 minutes from now. And at 237 hours, 54 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 238 hours, 6 minutes ground elapsed time. Coming up on Tananarive, just at acquisition. We'll stand by for any conversation through that station. During the 10 days of this mission, a crew of Apollo 9 have flown the spacecraft in approximately 7 different combinations, starting out at orbital insertion when the command and service module and the lunar module were all still attached to the S-4B third stage of the launch vehicle. Then at separation, while they did their turnaround to dock with the lunar module, it was command and service module only. After docking with the lunar module and extracting from the S-4B, it was the command and service module and lunar module combination. During the rendezvous sequence, McDivitt and Scott were in the lunar module, flying it out almost 200 nautical miles away from the command module. Then after jettisoning the descent stage right at the co-elliptic sequence maneuver of the rendezvous, they had the ascent stage only manned. After rendezvous was complete and redocking with the command and service module, there was a combination of the command and service module and the ascent stage docked. The ascent stage was then jettisoned, and yet another combination, actually a repeat of the command and service module only, was flown for the last 5 days of the mission. And in about 2 hours and 22 minutes from now, and after the deorbit burn, the service module will be jettisoned, and the last of the combinations will be flown, that is, the command module only, all the way through to splash point. Monitoring the air ground now for any possible conversation through that station at Tananarive in the Malagasy Republic. It's unlikely there will be any conversation. Spacecraft communicator Ron Evans doesn't appear to be readying a call, but just in case, we will leave the circuit open.
Through Tananarive. Roger, if you turn H2 tank 2 fan on, it may pump the pressure up in the H2 tank, sir.
Okay, you want the fan on in H2 tank 1?
Tank 1 and tank 2.
Okay, tank 1 and 2, fan's up.
Roger.
Houston, you want the heaters on also to keep the pressure up?
Apollo 9, Houston, say again.
Roger, do you want the heaters on also to get the pressure up?
Apollo 9, Houston, negative.
No further conversation through to Tananarive. We're about 29 seconds from loss of signal. Carnarvon at 22 past the hour, approximately 7 minutes from now, and at 238 hours, 15 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. Hours, 22 minutes ground elapsed time, in acquisition at Carnarvon, Australia. Standing by for resumption of communications through Carnarvon. We'll have continuous coverage Carnarvon through Honeysuckle and tracking ship Huntsville for approximately 26 minutes until 48 minutes past the hour.
Apollo 9, Houston through Carnarvon.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 9 here. We're just doing our star attitude check at this time, and we're going to follow that up with the last P-52 to Rep Smith, and we're standing by at the 1 hour point of our checklist.
Roger, we copy. Tell Dave to watch out for a flare from Perth at 2-6, and don't mistake it for his suction star there.
Okay. Houston, which direction is Perth from our track, north or south?
Roger, it should be 28 miles north.
Roger. Houston, Apollo 9.
Apollo 9, Houston, go.
Okay, Sirius is on the disky.
Roger, we copy it.
And we're just a tad off in attitude.
Roger. I've got an oddball COAS star there if Jim wants to look at it.
Okay, what is it?
Roger, it's, I can't even pronounce it, PYXIDIS, but it's a fourth magnitude star closest to Rigor on a line between Rigor and Alphard. And it should
hit you.
Say again?
You really?
We really found a good one. It should be about a half a degree up and 1.7 degrees to the left.
Like, well, I have a daylight horizon, I forgot.
Roger, you have sunrise at 2:05. Burn time is at about 3:01.
Okay.
And 9 Houston, we've moved over a bit there in our orbit. We'll use antenna Bravo for the deorbit burn.
Okay, antenna Bravo for deorbit burn.
And we'll still stay on Charlie for entry.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control, still standing by over Honeysuckle. Overlapping coverage to tracking ship Huntsville till 48 past the hour, approximately 14 minutes remaining. On the heat shield surface will be around 2700 degrees Fahrenheit. The highest temperature, heat shield temperature of a manned flight has been on Apollo 8 after lunar return at some 5000 degrees Fahrenheit. And the highest ever endured by an Apollo spacecraft heat shield was on Apollo 4, an unmanned flight, and the first use of the Saturn V launch vehicle, where the temperature reached some 5100 degrees Fahrenheit. We have had acquisition at Hawaii, and we'll monitor the air ground circuit for any conversation that takes place over that station. Hawaii, incidentally, overlaps tracking ship Redstone and on through the stateside stations for a very long pass, ending at Canary, loss of signal. As you were, we missed Canaries this time. Vanguard, loss of signal at 22 minutes past the hour. Monitoring air ground over Hawaii.